The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, Why could we not drive it out? He said to them, Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Ye of little faith, how can we increase our faith? One way to increase our faith is to grow in gratitude, to remember what God has done for us. And that's what Moses is telling the people before they enter the promised land. You're going to go into a land and, you know, benefit from its produce, fields that you did not plant, you did not sow. You're going to get houses that you did not build. Remember, it was God who got you out of Egypt, the place of slavery. It was God who guided you in the desert, who gave you water from the rock, who parted the Red Sea for you, who gave you bread from heaven and meat to eat. Remember. For us to grow in our gratitude, we need to remember what God has done for us, the many blessings that he bestowed upon us in our lives. Yes, we had difficulties. Yes, we had challenges. But also, God gave us many blessings. And we need to remember so we can give thanks and praise to God for those blessings, so we can strengthen our faith and truly realize that with a strong faith, all things are possible for us. Nothing will be impossible. And that's why Jesus, when he celebrated the Last Supper, he told his disciples, do this in memory of me. We remember how he died for us on the cross. We remember how he endured pain and suffering and humiliation. We remember how he rose triumphant from the dead. So when we come to celebrate Mass every Sunday or every weekday, we come to give thanks and praise to God for what he has done for us, especially that he saved us from slavery to sin and death, and is willing to give us eternal life. What more can someone give to us? What a greater gift than eternal life we can ever hope for. And that's why the second part of the Mass that we will begin in a second is called the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And the word Eucharist, a Greek word, means thanksgiving. And liturgy means the work of the people. So we come to give thanks and praise to God for giving us his Son to be our Savior and for giving us his body and blood to nourish us so we can grow stronger in our faith and move mountains. This is the faith that we're called to have. Are you conscious of that faith when you come forward to receive the Lord in the Eucharist? Do you give thanks and praise to God for this great gift that he deems us to be worthy to receive his only Son and listen to his words that will guide us in our life.